Reason out the truth of youth. Think about that horse again. The horse is not conscious of its strength. The word conscious is derived from Latin words meaning to know. The horse undoubtedly has the strength, but does not know that it has it. When it expresses its strength, it does so at the bidding of its master. That is, the knower. Just think of the subconscious mind at this moment. When you did not know the truth that the laws of life, beauty, strength, wisdom, youth, and so on, are all resident within you, well, you were like the horse that does not know its strength. But now, my beloved, you do know. Is it not your sole duty to express what you know? You are to use all the means in your power to get the conviction well established in the mind, in your consciousness, by thinking constantly and happily about it, that you are young. When you are doing this, remember, you are not setting out to persuade yourself against the fact of life. No. 1,000 times no. You are confirming yourself in the truth of life, which is that you, as a manifestation, an emanation of the creative spirit, are essentially young. Oh, I'm getting old. You lie when you say that. You lie against the laws of life, against the truth of life. And as a liar, you deserve alone the certain punishment that follows the liar. Now, my beloved, this is really very wonderful if we can see right through it. Let us go on and think about the effects of false thought, wrong thought. Now, just as the habit of right thinking rejuvenates, so the habit of false thinking devitalizes. That's clear. Thinking falsely about the laws of life that are operating in your body deionizes the tissues of your body. Whereas the habit of thinking truth, ionizes, that is, vitalizes the tissues. Now we know from a former lesson that a habit becomes a mood, a permanent attitude of the mind to the universe. Does it not follow then that when a mood is continually playing upon the cells and the tissues, it must inevitably vitalize or devitalize? Now, isn't that true? It inevitably vitalizes or devitalizes according to whether the mood is good or bad, positive or negative. It is perfectly obvious that we cannot hope to live long or to accomplish much worthwhile in any walk of life if our moods, and going back a bit, our thoughts are of a negative character. If we are always in a state of fear, sorrow, or whatever else of a negative nature, for then we are thinking evil. We are creating evil. And we are the only one in the whole universe that can suffer because of that. But the habit of seeing the negative side of life is very prevalent. Just listen to people's conversation. Perhaps listen to your own. About the weather, about business, about their health, about anything. Yes, business is good, but it's too much to hope that it will keep up. Oh, thanks, I'm fairly well. Just a bit of a cold, but I'm afraid I'm in for the flu. And so on. I have no desire to talk about this negativism. But such people see evil all the time, though perhaps unconsciously. Is it not better to say, well, yes, business is good. I'm grateful, and I see no reason why it should not keep good. Oh, I am very well indeed. Bit of a cold, but that will soon go. It's always better to think what a fine thing it is that you have the strength to do a hard day's work than to grouse and gripe about how tired you are. Better to be grateful for everything, to enjoy what you have, rather than to long in vain for what you have not. For the mere negative longing for something merely pushes it further from you. All a matter of thinking, habit, mood. Let us all together continue to form the cheerful, happy, optimistic mood. Let us get firmly established in our consciousness the positive attitudes, not only to the universe, but to ourselves. To ourselves. We ionize our body by our concentrated thought. It is as if we are an electric battery with the charge low, and we have to charge it. My beloved, let us take the following meditation, which I will give you, as our concentrated thought. The deeper we can get into the state of abstraction, the more rapidly and surely do we charge the battery. As you hear my voice at this moment, then rest. Feel that you are at peace. You are not conscious of the body even. Within the body all is at peace. You're not conscious of the activity of your mind. Within your mind, all is at peace. And so, let us be in the wisdom of these words that follow. Be in the wisdom of those words together. The Creator is all that there is. Therefore, I am the creator of my world. Has not the universe existed for hundreds of millions of years? The truth is, there never was a time when it was not. There never will be a time when it will not be. Since the universe has always existed, why should I think that I will ever cease to be? Since I am the creative spirit, how is it possible that I am subject to death? I am life. I live because I want to live. I am no longer as a sheep, one of the flock. I am an individual resolved to defy the flock. The tradition of the flock has nothing in common with me. I am free, free, free. I am life eternal. My beloved, as I shall now close this lesson, I would like to say that I trust that you are taking full advantage of your lessons. Keep spiritually in touch with me as your teacher. I truly desire to be a teacher in the highest sense of the word, to those who feel that they have met their guide. You will gain as you put effort into your study and practice. The conditions of conquest are easy. We have but to toil a while, endure a while, believe always, and never turn back. If you feel, my beloved, that you have truly started on the path, renew this very night your zeal. The next few weeks will unfold much to you. I, with all my heart, pray that in a way completely beyond your ordinary power, you will realize your own ascension. To thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. So, my beloved, if I were you, following most solemnly instructions regarding your meditations, I would feel myself so spiritually uplifted as to realize that I am now in heaven. I am eternal now. I am in eternity now. I am God in human form. So may this week be a week of bliss. With all my heart, I trust that your inspiration will lead you to think, to feel, to do, and to become the highest that you are capable of understanding. Peace be unto you forevermore. So is it. So may it be.